This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An incident at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility Sunday was caused by an act of terrorism. That's according to the country's nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi, and according to state TV, adding that Tehran reserves a right to take action against the perpetrators. Earlier Sunday, the spokesman for Iran's Atomic Energy Organization had said that the problem with the electrical distribution grid of the Natanz site was the problem. And the spokesman had said that the incident caused no casualties or contamination. The facility, located in the desert in the central province of Isfahan, is the centerpiece of Iran's uranium enrichment program and is monitored by inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN nuclear watchdog. China's top disease control official says her vaccine's effectiveness is low, and the government is considering mixing them to get a boost. Chinese vaccines don't have very high protection rates, said the director of the China Centers for Disease Control, Gao Fu, at a conference in the southwestern city of Chengdu. Beijing has distributed hundreds of millions of doses abroad while trying to promote doubt about the effectiveness of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Australia has abandoned a goal to vaccinate nearly all of its 26 million population by the end of 2021. This follows advice that people under the age of 50 take Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine rather than the AstraZeneca shot. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said in a Facebook post that Australia banked on the AstraZeneca vaccine for the majority of its shots. This is VOA News.